The Supra Toyota loaned us was built for this, driving. Especially in a canyon, back seats and cargo areas would just slow you down. 335 horsepower through an 8-speed paddle-shifting transmission get you into the ticket zone in about 5 seconds. Passing happens fast, too. A Corolla driver tried to keep up. He didn't. The Toyota Supra was built for this, mostly by BMW. That engine and transmission are in the Z4. Here in the cockpit, you can see BMW controls. Feel, that's a BMW shifter, and here, it's even a BMW chime. But German or Japanese, our red loaner got looks. It's kind of weird driving while people shoot pictures. The young kids, like 15-year-old Royce Borup, know about it.
People say it's a BMW, but with a Toyota body.
One more time.
The rare car fan millennial, Bryce Hansen, is a fan.
Just the nostalgia of growing up around the MK4 and having that kind of unicorn car.
Sweet Gino!
And that's his friend Alex Kelly struggling to get in. Still a fan.
They are a niche car that we don't see very often. Everyone's driving around in their SUVs and their minivans.
The Supra name had four generations from 1979 to 1998, and it got more popular after Toyota stopped selling them in the States, with the last one selling well over $100,000, some $150,000.
It was just a cool car when I was in high school.
So the kids' dads, like Paul Borup, are eyeing it too.
Never regret buying it. It's always you regret what you didn't do rather than what you did do.
If you regretted not buying a Japanese car 21 years ago that almost tripled in value, you can gamble that this German-Japanese one will for $56,000. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brian Champagne.